One of the hardest jobs ever, babe. Can you get the first aid kit? The special one I made in case I came home too injured? Thanks. Thank you. Gosh. I need you to apply some pressure on my leg while I fix up my arm, okay? No, trust me. It's better if you just apply pressure. I know exactly how to patch myself up. Thank you, though, darling. You would not believe the job I had this week. No, it's actually worse than what you think. I had to take out another assassin. Guess who? No, gosh, I wish it was them. Probably would have been easier. Oh, it was the killer donkey. Hey, it's not funny. The guy actually has 100 more kills than I do. It's a silly name for an assassin, but he was definitely no joke. Oh, jeez, it just couldn't be the normal civilian, or thug, or political leader. It just had to be another assassin. Oh, honestly, I was worried that since falling in love with you, I might have become soft or let myself go a bit, but I am just as lethal as I ever was. Actually, I think I've become more deadly since we've gotten together. Something about having a cute boyfriend to return home to, it really makes you want to fight harder. I mean, the only reason I wanted to finish a job before, besides the money, was just to watch a new episode on Crunchyroll. Which, now that I say it, sounds really lame and tame. But after doing a bunch of life-threatening missions, being relaxed is the biggest treat ever. And now I finished job so I can spend as much time as possible with you. Mwah. Oh, I'm so happy I found you. Everything is so much better now. And okay, I am done patching myself up. You can go ahead and order some pizza. Yeah, I know it's a bit late, but I am starving. I was barely able to eat on the way back here, considering my injuries. So I'm just gonna do some stuff in the bathroom, and you let me know when the pizza's delivered, okay? Sounds good. Mwah. Gosh, that pizza was so good. And the movie? I did not expect that plot twist at all. I know Hollywood doesn't know how assassin stuff really works because there's no way that would have happened in real life. But oh my gosh, it was still so good. Man, sometimes you really just gotta appreciate the movie. Oh gosh, I'm so freaking full. What about you? Yeah, you did really go to town on those pizzas. Oh, I'm glad we both enjoyed. Can we just lay down right away, though? I think I honestly just want to cuddle for the rest of the night. Ah, oh, good. Oh, I didn't know you got new sheets. These look so fresh and clean. Ah, smells like flowers, too. Oh, you got the bouquet I sent you, right? Oh no, come on. Oh, why didn't they send it? Oh, I knew it was going to be a longer mission, so I got you some flowers delivered to you with a note to let you know that it'd be a little longer until I came back. Well, that, and because my perfect boyfriend deserves pretty flowers, of course. Gosh, you're so perfect. Thank you for being the best stay-at-home boyfriend a girl could ask for. Although, considering my job does make enough for us to have this penthouse and a few others across the world, it probably wasn't the worst ultimatum I could have made. I mean, if I'm gonna be gone for like a week every month and come back tired or injured, I at least want my handsome boyfriend to be available 24/7 for me, and to be able to keep the house running while I'm gone. Ah, you're amazing. Mwah. It does suck that we can't hire any help because we can't risk anyone seeing the supplies I have here, but as long as we have each other, the cooking and cleaning isn't so bad, I'd like to think. You agree? Okay, good. You really didn't have much of a choice anyway. So, how much did you miss me? Because I missed you way too much. Yay! Oh, I'm glad. Oh, I'm just so glad you missed me too. Gosh, I missed your lips. So, do you think maybe in a few years, after a few more jobs, that you'd want to move out of the city? Well, this isn't coming from nowhere. I've had to live here all my life just because it's easier to get supplies that way. And I'm able to get my Targets while they're on business, but I am sick of it. Ugh, I mean, even right now, it's not really quiet, is it? I mean, there's the occasional car honk or police siren, or when the apartment's below us blasting music. I think it's about time we got away from all this, yeah? How do you feel about that? Okay, good. I'm glad because you're the one who's about to be designing our dream house. Yeah, it's happening. I actually have a few plots of land picked out in some country areas and suburbs, and we can look over them tomorrow. But I was thinking, whatever land we pick, we'll then hire a company that does all this custom house stuff. And in a few years, when it's all done, I'm gonna quit and we'll move in. Oh, I know. I'm so excited too. I just know it'll be here soon enough, my love. So, what are you thinking? I'm thinking maybe just two stories with an elevator. That way, it'll be easy to move around and when we get older, too. And we could have an indoor pool. And obviously, an entire secret underground doomsday bunker. I mean, just everything that we could ever need. And of course, the most important one, uninterrupted time with each other for the first time ever. Gosh, I love you. Oh my gosh, I just noticed. When did you get that haircut, darling? Just yesterday? Oh my gosh, wow, so fresh. Yeah, I mean, last I saw, your hair was a little long. How did I not notice sooner? Mwah. Mwah. Oh, so cute. Oh, wow. What did I ever do to find such a handsome, perfect guy? So, Mr. Handsome and Perfect, what do you think of going to that restaurant's grand opening this weekend? You still have that suit I got you, right? Perfect. I'll wear that long red dress I have. You don't remember? How could you forget? Nuh-uh-uh-uh. I'm not showing it to you now. It'll be a surprise for the weekend, okay? Hey, come on. I mean, how many guys can say they've seen an assassin in a red dress and haven't died? Exactly. Probably just you. I mean, anyone else that's seen me wearing that is 6 feet under by now. I mean, it even has a hidden built-in knife pocket. Isn't it great? Oof. Wait. Shh. Go to the kitchen, hide under the sink, and grab the gun that's under the brown pipe, okay? If anyone opens the cabinet, just shoot them. Just go. No time for questions. Go. Darling, it's okay. It's me, Kira. Put the gun down and open the cabinet door, okay? It's me. Yeah, see, it's me right here. Don't worry, darling. Oh, yeah, don't worry. It's not my blood. Yeah, that's not my blood on me, so don't worry. I took care of it. It turns out that assassin I just took out today. Yeah, I didn't know he had an apprentice, a very emotionally attached apprentice that was on a revenge mission. What a shame. Just don't go into our bedroom, okay? I don't want you to see anything, darling. I have to, clean up still. So just relax in the living room, okay? It might take me a bit of time to clean up the room and myself. I love you, though. I'll make us some yummy pancakes and waffles in the morning to make up for this. What was supposed to be a relaxing evening. Just sleep well, my love, okay? Air kiss. Mwah. Oh, I love you. Sweet dreams, darling. Thank you so much for listening. I've been watching some assassin stuff lately, so that's where this idea came from. I was like, what if I was a really cool assassin girlfriend?
That'd be really great. I have a Patreon for exclusive audios and a Ko-fi for audio commissions. Have a wonderful day or night, and don't forget to subscribe.